Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Good afternoon. My name is Induo Rampal Chidi. And my sermon this afternoon is entitled, Have You Missed the Boat or Lost Your Donkeys? A couple months ago, I was caught up in heavier than usual traffic on my way to catch the water taxi to Port of Spain. To my disappointment, in spite of praying, Lord, if you can't make me early, then make the water taxi late, I pulled into the car park just in time to see the water taxi leaving. I had clearly missed the boat. While leaving the terminal, I saw a lady rushing in. I informed her that it was too late and she had also missed the boat. Immediately, the Lord impressed upon me that she was a Christian and I should offer her a lift to Port of Spain. I did and she accepted. So myself and this lady, who I had never met before, started a journey together to Port of Spain. We started as strangers and finished as friends. We fellowshipped, we worshipped, we had a great time in the presence of the Lord. In talking, we realized that God had for a while been putting the same ministry on both our hearts, but we had both been looking for a partner to start it with. And, drumroll, we had found each other. What has since transpired is a rewarding ministry that has touched our hearts and will continue to do so. The interesting thing is that we had both missed the boat because God had other plans for us that day. We both got to Port of Spain as we needed to, but in the process, God was working out His purposes. Had we only looked with our natural eyes, it would have seemed that missing the boat was a negative thing. But the ways of God are higher than ours. Many Bible characters would have been justified in feeling that they had missed the boat, but in fact they were being positioned by God in ways they could not do for themselves. Joseph is one such character. Joseph dreamt one night that his brothers were bowing down to him. We read in Genesis 37 that after hearing about Joseph's dreams, his brothers were moved to jealousy and plotted to kill him. In the end, they sold him to a traveling caravan of Ishmaelites. And I know for a fact that there are some listening to me who can directly connect with this story. There are people you have trusted who are jealous of where God is taking you and who have betrayed you in significant ways. I encourage you today to, like Joseph, forgive them, love them, and allow God to use their various plots to take you further along your destiny. Every time they put a stumbling block in your way, climb up on it and go higher. Now to Joseph, it may have understandably seemed like maybe God once had a plan for his life, but the devil had won. Perhaps he had been unwise in telling his dreams to his brothers, and now all was lost. But he had not missed the boat. In fact, he had caught a caravan. God was taking him to Egypt, where he would be promoted and eventually put in a position to save the lives of many, including his own family, when the famine came. Genesis 47:27 tells us that the Israelites settled in Egypt, in the region of Goshen. They acquired property there and were fruitful and increased greatly in number. Many times, things happen to us and we may feel like all is lost, like it's time to give up, like God has forgotten us, like we took a wrong turn and we're not sure how to get back on the right path. We may feel like we missed God. We may feel like a failure, like we will never fulfill the purposes of God for our life. But in the midst of things, God is working out a higher purpose and taking us further on the journey to fulfilling our purpose in Him. If I had not missed the boat, I may have never met this wonderful woman. If Joseph had not been sold into slavery, he would not have been working in Pharaoh's house and been positioned to save all these lives and fulfill his own destiny. As Joseph said in Genesis 50:20 to his brothers, referring to when they had sold him into slavery, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Another thing that we must consider when God allows negative things to happen to us is that he at times uses these things to change our hearts. James 1, 2-4 entreats us, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Often, in order to be in the place where God will really use us and where we will really be blessed, we need to have our hearts changed. We may try to change it ourselves by trying to be better people in our own strength. But to have a really deep change, a permanent change in our hearts, we need to depend on God to change our heart. We see in 1 Samuel chapters 9 and 10 that God was preparing to crown Saul as king of Israel. God had a great purpose for Saul, as he said to Samuel about Saul, "You shall anoint him commander over my people Israel, that he may save my people from the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry has come to me." Now, we know that Saul was not perhaps the best, ideal king, but history reveals that he did in fact lead Israel to many victories, as well as greater independence from the Philistines. But before Samuel could crown Saul as king, God led Saul on a journey that culminated in a changed heart. As the scripture in 1 Samuel 10:9 says, "God changed Saul's heart." The King James and NIV versions even say God gave him another heart. Now let us look at the journey that led Saul to having his heart changed and being crowned as king. I will gloss over some of the details due to time constraints, but I suggest you read it. It's an enriching scripture. It's an enriching chapter. The journey starts with Saul's father's donkeys being lost, and Saul and his servant going in search of these donkeys. Now, I don't know about you, but I would think that if I were about to be crowned queen, my journey would start with several purple chariots pulled by thoroughbred horses, pulling up in front of my tent with a crown encrusted with diamonds and robes of the finest silk. But God does not work how we expect, does he? Saul's journey started with lost donkeys. Along the way, he came to a place where he had no more food and no more money, and he was ready to turn back. Do you sometimes feel like you are searching in vain for your lost donkeys? Do you feel frustrated by the donkeys in your life? Maybe your donkeys are financial problems, health issues, people problems. Many times we are focusing on these things, but God's agenda is to change our hearts. Saul's focus was finding the donkeys, but instead he found a crown. The donkeys that Saul was looking for were found quite independently of Saul. God dealt with the problem of the lost donkeys, but more importantly, he dealt with Saul's heart. Another scripture where we see God changing the hearts of people is Ezekiel 36:25-26. We see God saying to Israel, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." This verse speaks to God removing a stubborn, evil heart that is hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, and replacing it with one that is sanctified, and in which the grace of God has caused the turning from sin. In Psalm 51:10, David prays, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." This is the way we should pray in the face of negative circumstances and always, asking God to change our hearts. Whether you are someone who has been trying to clean up your act so that you can come to God, or whether you are a Christian desirous of being used more by God and walking in victory in His will, we need to allow God to change our hearts. I see many people saying, "You know, I want to come to church, I want to get right with God, but I need to fix my life first." But that is not what God is about. Our righteousness is as filthy rags before Him. We can never fix our lives to come to God. We need to come to God with our filthy lives and ask Him to change it. As Christians, you know, we try our best. We try to be good people. But, you know, sometimes we still battle with things, whether it's fear, whether it's anxiety, whether it's jealousy, whether it's anger, whatever it is you battle with. You're never going to have a deep change unless you allow God to change your heart. You see, it's like putting on makeup on a dirty face. Unless you deep cleanse your face, get rid of the open pores, get rid of the dirt, that makeup is never going to look good. It's always going to look rough and unkept. So the same way, we may try to change our behavior, change our actions, but unless it emanates from a deep-seated change, a heartfelt change, we're never really going to see ourselves changing in the way we want. Today, you may feel like you have missed the boat or lost your donkeys, but Almighty God is in control. Look to Him and see that many times He's using these negative circumstances to position you for the blessings and victories He has in store for you. To position you to be used mightily of Him. To position you to fulfill His purposes on the earth. Just take your eyes off the trials that surround you and focus your eyes on Him, and see your world miraculously change. You have not missed your boat, and you have not lost your donkeys. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you next time. God bless.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like You.
You are the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you, and hope you join us next time. Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.